Call the county board meeting to order, and if the clerk would please call the roll.
Ritt.
Ritt here.
Ritt here. Rose.
Rose here.
Rose here. Rylander. Rylander here. Smith. Smith here. Udell. Udell here. Veldren.
Here.
Veldren here. Wegleitner. Wegleitner here. Weigand.
Here.
Weigand here. Welsh. Welsh here. Yang is excused. Andre. Andre here. Blazewicz. Blazewicz here. Betcher. Betcher here. Bollig.
Bollig here.
Bollig here. Brower. Brower here. Chavla is excused. Collins. Collins here. Doolin.
Doolin here.
Doolin here. Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here. Doyle.
Here.
Doyle here. Eicher. Eicher here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson. Erickson here. Freeze. Freeze here. Glazer. Glazer. Gray. Gray. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here. Jackson.
Jackson here.
Jackson here. Kemp.
Kemp here.
Kemp here. Kigea. Kigea here. Croning. Croning here. Marin.
Marin here.
Marin here. McCarville.
McCarville here, having trouble with my video.
McCarville here. Peters. Peters here. Peterson. Peterson here. Posler.
Posler here.
Posler here. And Miles.
Posler.
Miles here. We have a quorum.
Oh, Supervisor Chavla is present. All right. Flight is delayed. Okay. All right, with quorum being present, we'll move on to the inspirational message this evening being brought to us by Supervisor Ritt. Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm inspired by people who are kind. I'm inspired by women who lift up other women. I'm inspired by people who display integrity even during challenging situations. I'm inspired by people who do the right thing even when no one is watching and there is nothing to gain personally. I'm inspired by people who share the air in a room, recognizing that there are other valid opinions. I'm inspired by those who engage in healthy dialogue instead of lashing words and bullying. I'm inspired by honesty, especially when one needs to admit a mistake. I'm inspired by those who do not hide behind religion, but live love and acceptance like Jesus, Muhammad, Siddhartha, Annie Laurie Gaylor, and so many others. I'm inspired by leaders who intentionally create room for those voices who are not already at the table. I'm inspired by those who work for peace and justice who also live that ideal. I'm inspired by folks who use their power and privilege to make others stronger and more connected. I'm also inspired by my husband, my children, my beautiful grandbaby, my dog, and my hummingbird, Jimmy, who flies over 600 miles each year to see me. They love me, support me, and encourage me to be my best self. Please recite the pledge if you choose.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag.
Which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice.
All right. Thank you, Supervisor Ritt. We're on to special matters and announcements. The first item here is 2024 Resolution 122, recognizing National Hispanic Heritage Month. Supervisor Kigao.
Recognizing National Hispanic Heritage Month. Whereas Hispanic Heritage Month is observed annually in the United States from September 15th to October 15th, celebrating the rich history, culture, and contributions of Hispanic and Latino Americans. And whereas Hispanic Heritage Month begins on September 15th the anniversary of the independence of five Latin American countries, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. And whereas this month-long celebration also encompasses Mexico's Independence Day on September 16th and the independence of Chile on September 18th. And whereas the Latino population of Dane County is 7%, and whereas Hispanics and Latinos represent a diverse and vibrant community, including individuals with roots from various countries in Latin America, each contributing unique traditions, languages, arts, and histories to Dane County's cultural richness. And whereas the observance of Hispanic Heritage Month provides an opportunity to educate and engage people about the history, achievements, and contributions of the Hispanic and Latin Americans, foster greater understanding and appreciation in our community. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors recognizes and celebrates Hispanic Heritage Month, honoring the contributions, achievements, and cultural richness of Hispanic and Latin Americans in our community. Be it finally resolved that the Dane County Board of Supervisors encourages residents and organizations to participate in events and activities that honor the Hispanic heritage and promote greater understanding and inclusivity. So be it moved.
Okay. Moved by Kageya, seconded by
a second.
Supervisor Peters. All in favor, say aye.
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 And I believe...
Opposed, say no.
Oh, sorry.
That motion carries, and we have Karen Menendez-Collier.
Yes, the Executive Director of Centro Hispano.
Yep. So welcome, Karen. The floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Supervisor Kieya. And that theme of inspiration, I'm inspired by you, by your leadership, by you stepping up with your colleagues and honoring Hispanic Heritage Month. I think tonight of all nights, I'm inspired by the work that the Latinx community and organizations in Dane County continue to do. I'm inspired by my predecessors, Lucia Nunez, Dora Zuniga, Juan Jose Lopez, Mario Garcia Sierra, so many people that have continued to lift up our community. It's a complex population, but it's one that brings a tremendous amount of beauty, breath, and assets to this community. In a state where we have more jobs than we have people, where birth rates are going down, and our community continues to thrive and grow as much as we can, our hope is that we'll continue to be a part of the vision of the county and that we'll continue to engage in dialogue so that all the efforts that are to come will really take us into account as a vibrant part of the community. Thank you so much for the recognition. I also want to mention, thank you for all Dane County supervisors that reached out after last week. I look forward to engaging conversation with you. I look forward to having you at Centro. I look forward to developing relationships, and I look forward to moving forward together next year and beyond. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. All right. That takes care of special matters. So are there any announcements? Anyone with announcements? Supervisor Wegleitner.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I just want to announce that tonight, Supervisor Rick Rose and I are introducing 2024 Resolution 143 to implement the recommendations of the Health and Human Needs Subcommittee on the Opioid Settlement Funds for 2024. $800,000 was set aside in the budget, and the subcommittee made recommendations to fund a drop-in harm reduction and prevention center. So this resolution will support immediate harm reduction services by adding new staff positions in our public health department so we can expand our syringe services, and then also fund an RFP for operator and community partnerships to run the harm reduction drop-in center. Harm reduction and prevention drop-in center. So I hope to get your support and sponsorship.
Other announcements? Okay. Seeing no further announcements, we'll move on to approval of payments. We have the bills of $10,000 referred to, over $10,000 referred to the county board before us. Is there a motion? To approve. Moved by Engelberger, seconded by Kageya. Discussion, questions regarding the bills? Okay, hearing none. Then all in favor of approval, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries. The bills are, a payment of the bills is approved. We're on to denial. Nope, we don't have denial of claims. We're on to approval of county board minutes. So before us are minutes of September 5th, 11th, and 12th. I'll take a motion, unless there's requests to separate, I'll take a motion on all three. Moved by Blazewicz, seconded by Brower, to approve the minutes from those three meetings. Are there any corrections, questions regarding the minutes? Okay, hearing none. On approval, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. With that, the motion carries, minutes are approved, and we're on to the consent calendar. We have before us just two items. Are there any, is there any requests for separation? Recognizing that Resolution 121 is confirming the appointment of Kevin Scheibler, and I'm sorry, Kevin, if I'm mispronouncing your name, but he is here with us if anybody has any questions for him. So I would separate that if somebody would like. If anybody has questions, we'd like to hear from Kevin. Okay. Not hearing any requests for that. Supervisor Weglinder.
Sorry, actually was hoping to, I'm just wondering if Mr. Scheibler would like to address the board at all.
Yeah. Very good. We'll just separate them and we'll take them. There's only two, so we'll just take them separate.
And I also wanted to ask a question on the first item, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry.
You do? All right. Well, then, hold on. Then before us then is 2024 Resolution 99, award of contract to JBM Patrol and Protection for Security Guard Service. What is before us is Public Works and Transportation recommendation of approval.
Thank you. So I'm not exactly sure where to direct this question, but perhaps it's for Director Brockmeyer. Yep. I believe this is a three-year contract, and I was just a little confused by that, because normally don't we only approve annual contracts? Is security different, or? Director Brockmeyer, are you with us? Or Nick Bubb?
I'm available. So hello, everyone. I'm the Assistant Director of the Department of Administration. This contract is a security contract at the zoo, and so perhaps your questions are better answered by the zoo.
I think it's for a few different facilities, right? Isn't it?
No. There's a separate contract and separate vendor for security in this building.
Oh. Sorry, I must have misread it. Okay, maybe Controller Hicklin, I see him coming on camera.
I'll try to answer it. Can you please phrase your first question relative to the term of the contract and why that, what your question is there?
Okay, so I was just surprised, like a lot of our contracting are on annual contracts because they're subject to annual appropriations by the county board. This is a three-year contract, so I was just asking about that.
In the human services realm, which maybe you're most familiar with, the contracts are annual, but for many of our other services we do multi-year contracts. Now there is a provision in the contract that if funds aren't appropriated that the county can terminate the contract or adjust the contract if that were the case. So but, you know, it's not uncommon at all for us to enter into, read it. Now, our ordinance allows up to 5 years, and every 5 years the service needs to go through an RFP or a waiver of bid by personnel and finance. So this was, the contract is a result of an RFP, and the term is 3 years, and it could be extended in the future up to 2 more years.
Thank you. I think I was confused because the RFP, I think, went out for all the different, or a few different sites, but this contract is just for the zoo. Does anyone know this, the security at the zoo, they're not armed, are they?
No, this is really nighttime security. So this is after hours. So they're the guard that goes through and goes and checks all the stations to be sure that there is not some member of the public on the zoo grounds when they shouldn't be, or that somebody was there and got into somewhere or something like that. So it's not during the day, and they're not armed, but it's really for nighttime security when there are no staff there.
Great. Thanks, Controller Hookin.
Supervisor Engelberger.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item did come through the Public Works Committee. And if I remember right, we were told that previous contracts for security were bundled to a bunch of different organizations, like for the different departments. And now they've separated them out. So that's just one of the things that was brought up. So I just wanted to... It sounded like that's how it used to be, and things have changed a little bit, so.
Okay. Thanks. Any other discussion on Resolution 99? Okay, hearing none. As I said, recommendation of approval is before us. It's recommended by Public Works and Transportation. So if there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. That the motion carries. Resolution 99 is adopted. We're on to item 2, 2024, Resolution 121, confirming Kevin Scheibler as the Executive Director of the Alliant Energy Center of Dane County. What is before us is a Public Works and Transportation Committee recommendation of approval. Is there discussion? Well, let me just begin with the invitation from Kevin to say hello to the board and introduce yourself.
Well, good evening, everyone, and I appreciate the opportunity to lead the Alliant Energy Center into its next decade or so. I formerly worked at the center with Supervisor Bollig back in the early 90s, so I look forward to getting back and reconnecting with Supervisor Bollig and in using the experience I've gained managing venues across the Midwest and bringing that to Dane County and leading the Alliant Energy Center. So thank you for the trust that has been shown in me, and I look forward to working with you all.
Thank you, Kevin. Anyone have any questions for Kevin? All right, hearing none. Again, thank you, Kevin, for being with us tonight, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, so as I said, recommendation of approval is before us. If there's no further discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. That motion carries. Resolution 121 is adopted. And look at that. That concludes our agenda, unless there's any such other business allowed by law. Hearing none, is there a motion to adjourn? By Erickson. Sheesh. Seconded by Peterson. I think he almost came out of the seat. Discussion on adjournment. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. All right, I think that was, what, 19 minutes?
Good job.
19 minutes. Recording stopped.